Kesuvah chapter 7, Mishnah 6, Ve'elu Yotzi Shelobik Sevasa. So these women are divorced. Change of topic now, we finished with the vows. These are divorced without a kesuvah payment. Ma'averes al das Moshe ve'Yehudis. She transgresses the laws of Moses and Yehudis and Jewish laws. So Ve'ezu das Moshe, what is it? What is the law of Moses? So these you'll see are we going to be talking about Torah laws. Ma'achilato she'enum ushar. She feeds him untithed food. Or Masham Shatu Nida, or she has relations with him while she's a Nida. V'lo kaitse l'chala, or she doesn't separate chala. So for in all of those cases, there is a Torah prohibition that's been transgressed, and therefore he can divorce her immediately, and he sends her out without a kesuvah payment. She's not following Torah law. There's one more example, and that is she takes vows and she doesn't fulfill them. So in all these cases, she's transgressing Torah laws. Vazu das Yehudis, what is das Yehudis, Jewish custom, let's say, translates it here as Yotze Varosha Parua, that she goes out with her hair uncovered. So that's one example. So it brings over here, quotes the Gemara, that asks that, but that's a Torah law, right? That uncovered hair. So the answer here, no, she actually does go out with her hair covered, but not in a way that satisfies the prevalent standards, meaning there's like an extra stringency in that particular place, and she doesn't follow that stringency. But Tova Bashuk also, she spins in the street, meaning that she sits and like works in the marketplace and behaves immodestly while she works. So so that would also be cause to divorce her and not pay her kesuvah. Medaberes im kol adam, also she speaks with people, explains that she jests with young men, right? So that would also be a reason to divorce her without kesuvah. Afa kolanis, also a screamer. So ezahu kolanis, what's a screamer, says lekshi medaberes besoch baisa v'shcheine shomim kolet, someone who speaks inside her house and her neighbor hears her voice. And the Gemara explains that it's talking about like intimate things that they're discussing, and she like discusses it at the top of her voice, so the whole neighborhood can discuss can hear what they're discussing. Sorry, also we skipped out a line there. Abba Shul Omer Afa Makaleles Yoldav Befanav, also she curses her parents in his presence. That would also be a reason to divorce her and not pay her kesuvah payment.